Welcome to today's interview here at Brighttown.com studios in Central Texas. And I'm joined in studio today by Tina from the Satellite Phone Store, one of our major sponsors. And welcome, Tina. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And we're going through some rainstorms, aren't we, today? It's amazing.
Yeah, we were just blasted by almost this hurricane force storm that just blew through.
Yeah, I think this is about, we've got as much rain as we do the whole year in San Diego. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like so in the last hour.
Nice. Yeah.
But here's the question. The satellite phones still work during the rain, and the Bivy stick, which is the two-way satellite text messaging, also works during the rain.
That's right.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah, and especially the Bivy stick, because like right now, you know, we didn't have a hurricane or any kind of thing, but when there is a hurricane, one of the things, one of the benefits from the Bivy stick, Mike, is that you can actually use this indoors because it does work on a low frequency. So you can get reception. You just have to put it by the window. And once you get a reception, you can walk around the house within 10 to 20 feet and text. So even if there's no cell service, you can still use this to communicate with friends and family. And keep in mind, it does work from anywhere on Earth because it does use all 66 Iridium satellite network.
Oh, okay. That's really important. I have a question about that, but real quick, just for people. So this is called the Bivy Stick. This is available at the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. It's really small, portable, long battery life.
Yeah.
And your company has even donated many of these to our friends who are working the Texas border to try to secure the border. They've loved these devices because it works better than the government-issued gear, actually.
Yeah. So Michael Yon loves it.
Yeah. Michael Yon uses it, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it does work. It is secured. You can send out your GPS only if you want to. So in case there's an emergency, you can send your GPS location so you can be found. We just actually had a customer recently that was doing a motorcycle ride across the country, and he fell and broke his leg, and he was able to get a helicopter and got lifted and got back into hospital rather quickly because he had one of those units.
No kidding.
No.
Was that the emergency button that he used?
Yeah, he was he used the emergency button. He had it registered. So they were able to get him help. Plus, you can actually communicate with friends and family. So even if you don't have it registered, you can communicate with your friends and family and say, here's my location, I'm injured, send help, and help will be on its way.
So, you know, I'm very selective about who we choose to partner with in terms of sponsorship and so on. It's a pretty short list. But I'm strongly in favor of solution-oriented products that help people with survival or off-grid living. And what I like about these is that, like you said, it works anywhere on Earth, anywhere that you can see the sky. So even in the ocean, right? Or on the ocean,
right?
On a boat.
Antarctica. It doesn't matter where you are. The plane. Remember, all the airplanes use Iridium network. These phones, the Iridium networks works from anywhere on Earth. It is the most used network by the military, by the airlines, by the most companies, security companies on Earth.
Use Iridium.
Yeah, military, it's the best network there is.
Now, okay, so this is an obvious question, I suppose, but there was recently a big solar flare scare. I think it was a G4 level event, according to the NOAA. And people they saw the Aurora Borealis lights all over the world. Well, not in southern latitudes, but they saw the lights in northern latitudes. So that didn't take out the satellites, huh?
No. That had more effect on cell phone. So a lot of people did have some problems with their cell phones. They couldn't hear, or they had to call back, or they had a bad connection. So it did affect some cell phones, but it did not affect the satellites.
So why? I mean, I'm curious, why didn't that solar flare take out satellites?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not a scientist, so yeah, I don't know. But the satellite phones worked flawlessly. Uh-huh. And again, a lot of people get these for backup. I mean, we're just coming into the hurricane season, Mike. So if there's any kind of a hurricane, these will be sold out. As you know, that we're one disaster away from the whole world running out of satellite phones, bivvies, because they only make about 25,000 of these a year, and that is it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's not that many of them. They make 25,000 Iridium phones, about 20,000 ISATs, which we're getting close to selling out. So we're probably not going to have them for free for very much longer. We had to remove the Iridium phone from being for free because we are running low and there's no more that you can buy.
Yeah.
And so there's only about a couple thousand Bivy sticks that they make each year. We still have about 1,000 Bivy sticks in stock, but as soon as we run down below 500, we'll probably remove them from
It seems free. Like the satellite phone store is sort of perpetually dealing with very limited supply. That must be difficult as the manager of the business, right? I mean,
right.
Well, how do you deal with that?
We can only buy what they make.
Yeah.
So whatever they make, how many ever they make, we buy. We do have millions of dollars in inventory, but however, we do have to keep inventory for military in case of emergencies. I mean, we've seen emergencies happen. We saw, you know, just last year with what happened to Hawaii, that pretty much wiped us out. And then also the year before the Ukrainian war, there were no satellite phones anywhere on Earth to purchase after May.
Oh, right.
Because the war started in February. And then before that, you know, we experienced it in Hurricane Maria. I mean, if you had a satellite phone, it was worth more than gold. You could have sold it on eBay for like $5,000 and it would have sold at the time because there aren't any. So
right.
These are very limited. So while we do have supplies and we haven't had an emergency, we do offer them for free so you can still get yours.
So it's important. Now, I have to ask you about your jacket here in just a second. But it's important for people to know that with a satellite phone, you can call a regular mobile phone number anywhere in the world.
Right.
And a person on a regular cell phone, mobile phone, can also call your satellite phone, correct?
Right, right.
And the same thing with a Bivy stick. You can send a text message to anybody's regular SMS mobile phone number.
Right.
And you can receive text messages.
Yep. All you need is a smartphone. These will work from anywhere on Earth. In my experience, in 20 years, I've never seen where the whole grid in the whole world went down at the same time. So I've only
seen... That might be coming.
Yeah,
who knows?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's possible. It is an election year. And boy, things are going to heat up here as we get into closer to November.
See.
Yeah. Something is going to happen. I don't know what. Last time we got the virus, so...
Yeah, true. Well, they're already talking about bird flu, trying to spread a lot of bird flu panic right now.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying like we detected bird flu in raw milk to try to scare people away from buying unprocessed milk.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Yeah. No, it's
scare stories are getting kind of obvious at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hope people are going to be smart enough to understand that this whole COVID-19 was just all fake to just, you know, bring us down so that we can, you know, voter fraud and everything that they did. So hopefully whatever it is that they have in store for us, it isn't going to fly this time, but I'm afraid it might not. So yeah, so cell phones are very fragile. They can be taken down. The best way, I think, for any kind of a disaster is to take our communication down. If they take our communication down, it's worse than anything for us because most of us are so addicted to communicating. And plus, we want to be in touch with our friends and family. Our businesses all run on communication.
Yeah.
They can't take down the satellite. So if the grid does go down for the cell phones, if there is an attack, as we saw with AT&T just a couple months ago, the satellite phones are up in the sky. You can't just take them down. As you can see, you carry your cell tower with you wherever you go. This is your cell tower. This will connect to the satellite, and you'll be able to communicate from anywhere on Earth.
Yeah.
To
just remember to
Earth.
Point it up.
Right.
At the sky.
Right.
Right.
So
sometimes people point them sideways, and they're like, "What's going on?"
Yeah. No, I know. I've seen movies. They use them inside. Just recently, I think I started watching The Blacklist, and I saw them use the Inmarsat phone.
Yeah.
And he was using it indoors, and he was going like this, and using it indoors, and I'm like, "Wait a minute." That's not a real call.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it cracks me up. I always notice these
it's
movies.
Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they do all kind of weird things with firearms in movies, too, that aren't real.
Oh, yeah.
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 But, okay, so let me ask you this. Now, we're not going to get into the politics of what's going on in the Middle East, but there is a practical question that in Gaza, the communications infrastructure is controlled by Israel. And there have been times where Israel has announced like a takedown of all telecom in Gaza. Now, Obviously, satellite phones, though, would still work in Gaza. Do you have any real customer stories, or maybe even not your own customers, but people who are able in war areas? Maybe it's Ukraine. Maybe it's the Donbass region. Maybe it's Gaza. Maybe I think there's an island that there's an uprising against the French government right now. I just saw. Do you have stories of people using in conflict zones that are able to, you know, get a message out?
You know, we do get a lot of stories like that, and we get a lot of emails of customers' testimonial and what have you. Most of our testimonials come in, like we had probably, I would say, over 100 testimonials from what happened in Hawaii. So more like that.
Yeah,
so with
disasters.
People, yeah, disasters.
Fires.
Where people were able, the people that had the satellite phones were able to locate their families because families were separated from different areas. And they were able, if when both side of the family, when the mom was at work, the dad was at home, or whatever, the children were at school, when the family had a family plan, they were able to communicate. And then they also allowed other people in the same areas to use their phones to call their friends and family. So that we heard a lot of stories like that.
Yeah.
To where a lot of people felt at ease knowing that their children were safe. And their friends and family were safe. And then also knowing that when somebody did have an emergency where 911 service didn't work, because 911, our government doesn't have 911 service if the cell towers go down, it seems like, because Hawaii didn't. And
some cities, 911 is just, they say don't call unless someone is shooting you right now.
Yeah.
In certain cities.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of pointless to call 911 in Detroit.
But in that case, your cell phone didn't work, 911 didn't work. So the only way that you can get help for the burned victims was to use a satellite phone, call the neighboring islands,
right.
And then they would come by boat. I know Steve Slustovic, which is one of our first responders, which we do support, his whole team with satellite communications. They were the first people on the ground, and they were able to find burned victim and call the neighboring islands to bring help to the
for
rescues. Because, you know, it's pretty sad that this has happened in America, where people were burnt and couldn't get help.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about Lahaina.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they built a giant fence around it so that nobody could see what happened. It's like, okay, wait a second. But that's a different interview.
Yeah. The whole thing is a really big question.
So many questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But satellite phones, I understand, are also used by about 50 U.S. senators as a backup system. You saw that story, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what do you suppose what's going through their minds where they're thinking, hey, I might need a satellite phone because everything else might fail?
Yeah. So we're seeing a lot of campaigns. Managers are getting satellite phones so that they can talk to their team without being censored, because even they're being censored.
So, you mean this is about avoiding surveillance?
This is about censorship? Avoiding the competition listening in on them, or the bad guys listening in on them. So, yeah, so we're seeing a lot of people, a lot of government, a lot of just regular people that just want to have security. I don't want anybody listening in to my calls. And satellite phones give you that privacy, encrypted. The most secured phone call that you can make is from one satellite phone to another. So if you and your spouse have a satellite phone and you want to talk privately without having anybody hear, listen, or a text without having anybody read it, from satellite phone to a satellite phone is the most secured messaging or communication, Mike.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You and I should talk with satellite phones.
Yeah. So, yeah, with all the secret stuff that we talk about, yeah. But you would think that at some point the deep state or the CIA would have a back door into the satellite system, but you're saying it's encrypted?
Mm-hmm.
The whole conversation is encrypted?
Yeah. There is a way. I mean, it's not 100% secured. There is a way. It's a huge investment for anybody to be able to do it. There's something that you can buy. It's about $1 million, and then you have to be within 2 miles. So if somebody wants to hear that conversation, they probably have to invest about $1 million and follow you and be within 2 miles of you.
Are these the Stingray devices? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, it's pretty rare. And then they have to have a drone, and it's pretty rare. But overall, they are the safest way to communicate. Is it bulletproof? No, it is not. But it is the safest way to communicate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we know that regular mobile phone conversations are absolutely being monitored. AT&T, whatever the carriers, if you're just using regular unprotected phone calls, I mean, come on, you know, the NSA is making a copy of every call. They have a whole underground bunker full of storage systems and every text. And then the texts are being surveilled for keywords like, did you say, you know, MAGA first or whatever? Or who knows these days?
Yeah.
I mean, anything can get you in trouble now.
Yeah. No, it is true. But I mean, these phones are so secured. A while back, we had a customer in Africa that had ran out of water and all he had was a satellite phone, called his wife, try to find me. We're like, well, we can't, we don't have a GPS on this phone, so there's no way we could find you. And then he ended up not making it. So we didn't get, you know, so his wife called us 2 weeks later, said, sorry, I can't return the phone because it was a rental phone because, you know, we couldn't find him. That's how secure these are. Nobody's going to find you with this phone.
That's kind of a gruesome story, right?
I'm so sorry.
That's like,
yeah, but that's reality.
Like, no one can find you even when you want to be found. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's no GPS. There's no coordinates. There's nothing.
Now, if he had the bivy stick, he could have hit the emergency button.
Yeah.
If it's set up, that would have sent his GPS coordinates to his group.
Right, right.
But he didn't have the bivy stick?
He didn't have the bivy stick. He had the satellite phone. And, you know, and this, it kind of goes to show, this is the reason why our military use these, because they don't want the bad guys to find them.
Yeah.
So is it completely, you know, secured 100%? No. But I would say it's 99.99. And, you know, so your calls are pretty secured within, nobody can find you within about 50-mile radius with the call.
So I guess, I mean, there's a survival theme here too, which is like, if you go way out into the wilderness where you're using a satellite phone to communicate, make sure you also have water, emergency first aid, you know, these kinds of things.
Yeah.
Don't only have a phone, but you're missing some other key thing.
Yeah. Or have some kind of a GPS if you want to be found. If you're going to go to somewhere where it is dangerous, have a Garmin. You can also get Garmin from our store, from sat123.com, or the bivy stick. But we recommend the bivy stick because it is only $65 a month and you get unlimited texting. You can text all you want. So if you're an adventurous kind of person, or if you have a boat, or if you just want one for security, and you can get three or four for family plans, and we
snowboarders and skiers that do cross country skiing,
right?
And they love these devices.
Yeah, motorcyclists, hikers, campers, boaters, just a lot of adventurous people.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Now I mentioned. Now you look great, Tina. Your jacket is really fully green. Is this a statement? Is it just you like the jacket, or are you standing? Is this like support the Irish day or something?
It does look like Irish. I just love green.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I do like money. Money's color green. I like gold
You should come back in a gold jacket then.
Yeah, I know I should. And you know, I'm spending my greens to buy gold.
Oh, right, that, now, that makes sense.
So
that
yeah.
Makes sense. You know, the green color of your jacket is also kind of the color of a chroma screen. And I'm pretty sure we can key into the chroma.
Oh, okay.
We could change your jacket.
Okay.
I think our producers, would you mind if we...
No, I think that would be fun.
Yeah. Okay. So to our producers, can you do a green chroma and change Tina's jacket to something else?
Can I have gold?
change it to gold. Or
platinum.
Let's give them a moment to work on that.
Okay.
Maybe your jacket will magically change.
Oh, okay. That'll be fun.
And anything else that's green in the scene will also change. Let's see if they can do that. Okay. So the other thing that your company has done that I hear a lot of positive feedback about is the fact that you've made these affordable. So a few years ago, a satellite phone was considered pretty, hey, look, your jacket's changed.
Oh my God.
Look,
it's blue.
It's light. It's green. Oh, blue.
Yeah.
Okay. What else can you do?
Can we do gold?
Can you change it to black?
No.
Look, it's blue's formal good. Night.
Yeah, I like blue.
What about, blue's good. Yeah, that looks great. Can you do gold? They're working on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anything you can do about the face?
Can you have like an animated space vortex jacket? Can you put in like a motion? Like like some kind of video? I hope you don't mind.
No, I love it. I love it. I like the blue. I'm going to go out and buy a blue jacket.
Now, see, you just tried on the blue jacket right here in the studio.
Yeah.
Totally
can
works.
They change your jacket?
No, because I don't have the chroma color.
Oh, you gotta have that. Oh,
hey,
okay.
Hey, Rhodey's saying hello to you, by the way.
Hi, Rhodey.
How you doing there?
So sweet.
It's been raining outside, so he hasn't had his run.
That's true. Play. Yeah, he's waking up. He's like, isn't it time to go bite something? Okay, but back to the point. Your company has made these really affordable. So instead of having to shell out a lot of money up front, it's just a monthly fee where they get minutes and then they get the phone. They eventually it's theirs to keep after a certain number of months, right?
Right. So this one right here, the Inmarsat phone, it's free, $85 a month. It is on a 15-month agreement. So Mike, we kind of break even on month 14. So that's the reason why we did a 15-month agreement. After 15 months, you actually own the phone. You can also change your plan if you want to. So just give us a call. There's many options that you can do. So it's $85 a month. So the Iridium phone, it's no longer for free. It is going to be, I believe it's $300 instead of $1,300. So you still get about $1,000 off. But if you buy the second phone, if you go on the family plan, you do get the second phone for free. So we still have some really good specials. The difference between the Iridium phone and the Inmarsat phone is that the Inmarsat phone, this phone will work from anywhere on the planet without any exception. There's nowhere on Earth that you can go that this phone will not work. This phone will work from anywhere on the planet except for the North Pole and the South Pole.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was planning. I was going to
Alaska,
an expedition. Basically, it's still everywhere on the planet that people go.
Yeah. And one of the things that I do like about this phone is that the satellites are geostationary. So once you get a reception, you can actually carry a conversation for an hour or two. Also, the battery on this phone lasts about 8 hours of talk time, and it's got about 6 days of standby.
Wow.
So the battery is really nice on this phone.
Oh, but and what about the Iridium battery?
The Iridium gives you about 2 hours of talk time and 22 hours of standby, so it's not as good. So if you do get the Iridium phone, make sure you get a backup battery, get an extra battery for this one.
Now, how does the Iridium phone, how does your conversation move from one satellite to another? Because those Iridium satellites are zooming across the sky overhead. And so it's a different satellite that's picking up your conversation, right?
That's right. That's a really good question, Mike. Yeah. So you will have more drop calls with an Iridium phone.
Is that right?
Yeah. But you mean like, you know, if you're trying to do like a meeting, if you take this for a meeting, I would stick with the Inmarsat phone. You can carry a 2-3 hour conversation with an Inmarsat phone. With this one, I think about 40 minutes, 50 minutes, and then you probably have to redial again. But it's still not so bad for a phone to have for an emergency.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 And you can just call back if you have to.
Yep.
But that's real interesting technology, that there's this network of satellites that are in lower Earth orbit. I mean, doesn't the Iridium phone then have lower latency compared to the Inmarsat?
So the Inmarsat, they are much higher, and they are around the equator. So the closer you are to the equator, the better it is.
Yeah.
So, for example, all of our first responders right now that are getting phones to prepare for the hurricane season, they're all getting the Inmarsat. And the reason why, number one, it's free. It's cheaper, $85 a month. And then the third thing is the sound quality is much more clearer than Iridium. So the split second delay is much easier to handle with this one. I'm not saying that the Iridium.
So there's more voice compression on the Iridium.
Yes. Yeah. The Iridium. A lot of people talk over each other a lot more because they don't know when to talk. where the Inmarsat phone is a lot easier. It's more like closer to a cell phone than a satellite. So
And even with the latency.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of satellites and they're in, you know, they're geostationary orbits and so on. Did you know that we have an inflatable moon here?
Okay.
No, we do.
Okay.
The problem is if I bring it out, he will eat the moon.
Okay.
He will take a bite out of it.
Okay.
Let's bring it
out.
Is
it a full moon?
It's a totally inflatable moon. It's like a beach ball moon. This is our inflatable moon.
Okay, that looks like Pluto to me, but...
No, it's apparently patterned off the actual geography of the moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought the moon was yellow.
Well, I mean, it's reflecting the sun when we look at it, but I think if you're just there taking a picture of the moon, maybe it's more gray,
okay.
I suppose.
Okay. But I mean, every time I've looked at the moon, it's always been yellow. But I mean, white, gray moon, okay.
Could satellite phones work from the moon? Or
I don't think so. Yeah.
So
I think
everywhere on Earth is, that's the boundary.
In space.
Not other planets or moons.
Yeah. But it is used by a lot of airlines. So they do work on plane. A lot of people that have private plane get them. Get the phone and they use it inside their plane. But as a passenger, I don't think it's legal to use the phone. But the pilots definitely use the Iridium network.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good to know.
Yeah, but I don't think it goes as far as the moon. I don't.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Yeah.
But it's weird because you would think there'd be a lot more people there because I keep hearing crypto people saying that their coin is going to the moon.
Oh, okay.
What do they mean by that?
Their coin is going to the moon.
Going to the moon. To the moon, they say.
Yeah. Maybe they think that Bitcoin is going to go up to $100,000 by the end.
Probably
of the
will
year.
As the dollar collapses, I would imagine.
Yeah. I I'm with you. I prefer to get silver, platinum. I just started investing in platinum, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah. Steve introduced me to it, and I love it.
All right. Well, so far we've established that the phones work on Earth. And last time we did an interview, we confirmed that the Earth is not flat, which is why the satellites can orbit.
Yeah. And it's the reason why we thought, well, you know, if you take one or two satellites down, you can't take them all. And then I think last time we spoke, I told you that in past few years ago, there was a Russian satellite that collided with an Iridium satellite.
It
just took a few weeks to bring the Iridium satellite, because they have backups, back to orbit, where the Russian satellite took them years to.
It collided?
Yeah, they collided.
Like a head-on?
Yeah, and they both went down.
Wouldn't that create a lot of space debris?
No, it was over Africa.
So it just rained down satellite parts on Africans?
Yeah, it was right over there, yeah. Yeah, but the good news is, it just goes to show that Iridium does have a lot of backup satellites.
Okay.
So they're able to recuperate, and it did not affect the service whatsoever.
Doesn't Russia and China, don't they have like anti-satellite weapons?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've heard them talk about that, but I just can't imagine that would work.
Well, I mean, they did the kamikaze thing already accidentally. Maybe what if they do that on purpose?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, so far I've been doing this since 2004. I have never seen anything happen. And I've also never seen the whole world's grid go down at the same time.
No.
But
exactly.
I have seen a lot of emergencies. You experienced it here.
Yeah.
With the freeze a few years ago.
That's
like
right.
4 or 5 years ago.
Everything went
and
down.
And you're like, what is this? It's just a freeze. Why would the cell towers go down? Well, the cell towers are pretty fragile.
Well, that's the thing. The cell towers don't have a very long battery backup system. I notice a lot of the towers have a generator on site. They have like a little battery that lasts a few minutes. And then they have a generator. But somebody has to run around and refuel the generators.
Yeah, it's true.
You couldn't do when the roads were all icy.
Yeah, and a lot of them need satellite phones to go and fill those generators. A lot of, some of our biggest customers are the mobile phone companies.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Yeah, because they need the satellite to go and fix their cell towers when they break down.
Yeah.
Or when they run out of fuel, or, you know, because a lot of their satellites are in areas where, you know, there could be bad weather.
Okay. Well, it makes perfect sense. Okay, so final thing I want to ask you. Your company still offers bandwidth devices? Where I know they're a lot more expensive, but you can get satellite bandwidth and have a local hotspot, right?
Right. You can get Starlinks. If you're looking for Starlink, I think we have the best prices for Starlink. You can get OneWeb if you're a company and you need some backup to your Starlink. OneWeb is a great backup. We have other products such as Chimera, BGAN units. So we can supply your company, yourself, personal, with whatever satellite communication that is needed.
Cool. I used one of your units a couple of years ago when I took a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Totally worked.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah. I think you used the BGAN.
Yeah, it was a BGAN.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to get you the OneWeb. I think you wanted to get the OneWeb a while back. We need to get that.
That's true. Yeah. Always love to have backup comms.
Yeah.
But even the BGAN unit, it was easy because it just created a Wi-Fi hotspot. I connect to it from my laptop and boom, you have bandwidth.
Yeah. It's the size of a book and it will literally give you high-speed internet from anywhere on the planet.
That's really cool.
It is really cool. Yeah. Because you can't carry a Starlink with you wherever you go. So that's why you need the BGAN. You can call our office 941-955-1020 and ask about them. If you are someone who likes to travel and wants to stay connected.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, very cool. And the website is sat123.com.
Yes.
SAT123. And then your company also has the solar generators at beready123.com.
That's right. Yeah. So you can get generators, you can get solar panels. We have a lot of specials on there for beready123.com. And thank you for bringing that up, Mike, because we have worked out a really good deal to where we combined what we think would work best with each other. Like we combined the right generator with the right solar panel to be able to charge it within just a few hours by the sun. So in case there's a long time power outages in your area, then you can just charge it with the solar panel and you can keep your refrigerator, your house, AC, depending on what product you choose. So if you go to beready123.com, some of the products that we've merged together are up to about 40% savings.
I've seen some good deals there. You would need a pretty big one to power like a refrigerator or an AC unit.
Yeah.
But did you see that I use them in the winter? Did you see that video that I did?
Yeah, I did.
Where I had the diesel powered like blowing heaters that use a little bit of electricity for the blower. I had it tied into one of your units, and just in case there was a grid outage, I could still get heat because it was a very cold, very cold, low temperature night for Texas. But everything was fine.
Yeah. You can also, we have everything. You can get the stacks, the battery stacks. I mean, you could, you know, if you want to power your whole house, if you have a 3,000 square foot house, it's probably going to be about, I would say, $25,000. But you've got power. You've got everything. You've got backup. You've got backup batteries. You get backup solar panels. So if anything happens, even long term, when there's no gas, no diesel to buy, you wouldn't even notice the difference. Your house would just stay continuously stay on because of all of your backup, even if there was no sun for a few days.
Wow!
Because your battery backups. I do know that Greg Hunter just set up his whole house and he made a video. It's on stevequayle.com. You can go and watch that video. And boy, I mean, he's got the whole package for his house. So that was really cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, outstanding. So thanks for coming in, Tina. It's always good to see you. Thank you for being a sponsor of our channel. And I hear always positive things about your products. They work. They save lives. They help people communicate in emergencies. They're reliable and you've made them affordable. So thanks for all that you do.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right.
Well, folks, the website is sat123.com and also beready123.com for the solar generators, solar panels, and Faraday bags and some other interesting things there. And thanks for watching today. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com. Take care.